You're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR, and joining me from the Valley News this morning is Nora Doyle Burr.
Hi, Mary. Thank you.
Your article focuses on the increased risk for those who are already in danger of domestic violence situations at home. Can you sort of flesh that out for us?
Talking with people who work with victims and survivors of domestic violence, the thing is that when you're living with someone who's abusing you, being stuck with that person for more time, longer parts of the day, maybe all day and night because of the pandemic, it puts you at greater risk of worsening violence.
Nora, you spoke to someone from the organization called Safeline. Tell us more about that.
I talked to Linda Ingold, who's the director of Safeline, which is based in Chelsea. It supports survivors in Orange County and Northern Windsor County. They field calls in non-pandemic times, help people in person.
Yeah, and amid lockdowns in spring because of COVID-19, folks who answer the phones in those organizations noticed that it was fairly quiet, and that's not good news. That's not because the rate of victims being abused went down. Can you explain more about that?
One of the concerns when often women are, you know, stuck at home with their abuser, it makes it harder for them to reach out for help. And in some cases, it meant people, instead of calling support organizations like Safeline, they were calling 911 because the situation had progressed needed. So the organizations I spoke with, you know, sort of have largely, you know, closed their doors to in-person visits. They are still really, you know, available and working with victims by phone, support groups. Y supports survivors in both Vermont and New Hampshire. It continues to support survivors in court. The Windsor court meets in person at the moment. Then Lebanon courts are meeting virtually. They also have had some additional CARES Act funding to help survivors with challenges such as utility payments, rental assistance, grocery cards, just difficult financial situations.
And we should clarify, too, that people who are experiencing domestic violence, not just spouses, young children, school-aged children, and as if it wasn't already stressful enough to be in a domestic violence situation, but add COVID-19 and financial woes on top of that.
You know, the increase in stress has, in addition to sort of people being stuck at home, stress itself can contribute to an escalation in tensions, even in non-abusive relationships.
And as another of the social workers that you spoke to in Dartmouth recommended, check in on loved ones in your own circle and neighbors and friends.
So I talked with a therapist down here in Norwich and Woodstock, and she suggested things like sort of recognizing where you're at emotionally, you know, doing the things that you can do to address the situation. So maybe things we all know we're supposed to be doing, but trying to focus on those even more during a chaotic time.
Nora Doyle Burr writes for the Valley News. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Barry.
And if you need it, help can be found by calling 211, and either of the Twin States. Safeline's 24-hour hotline is 1-800-639-7233. There's also an online chat service available at wiseuv.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition.